With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A new walk-in freezer is helping the Queens County Food Bank provide better service to more people more efficiently. The 12-by-12-foot walk-in freezer is the result of a $45,000 donation, courtesy of Loblaws Canada. Chair of the Queens County Food Bank, Shelley Panzik, learned they would be receiving the funding in November of 2022. The walk-in replaces chest freezers the food bank had been using. Panzik says the ability to open a door and see where food is at a glance has been extremely helpful to volunteers.
You've got your hamburger here and your hot dogs here and things on top of each other, and we were always pulling and taking out and rearranging.
For 2 years before the new unit was installed, Panzik says Mersey Seafood would store overflow frozen food for the bank. She welcomes the increased capacity the new freezer provides and says over the past 3 years, food bank use has increased dramatically.
And it's not just single people. I have people in here that are two people working. With the way the economy is and the pricing, they have to come here because there's no way that they could ever live.
On average, the Queens County Food Bank provides for 160 families every month, serving 450 to 500 people, 33% of whom are children. Panzik says the support from the Superstore and Sobeys stores in Liverpool is invaluable. She also appreciates all the generous food donations being dropped off at various locations and says one of the best ways to support the food bank is through making a cash donation.
Money donations are better because I'm always looking for sales. Like that's part of my work is every Thursday I have to get flyers from Superstore and Sobeys, and I go through, and what's ever on sale that I use as a staple, I have to order. And I mean, we're ordering cases.
Panzik says they can accept cash or check at the food bank or thrift store locations, by mail, or people can e-transfer the funds. And the added bonus is donors receive a receipt, which can come in handy when looking for deductions at tax time. Now that the walk-in freezer is installed and running, Panzik says the food bank infrastructure is set for years to come, and they can confidently focus on serving their clients. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.